All right, so download here on 720 WGN, Justin Kaufman. Why don't we carry out? All right, here are today's top stories. White House advisor Steve Bannon is out. No, not out in the sunlight. I mean, out of his job. Yeah. Controversial former head of Breitbart has stepped down as a chief strategist to Donald Trump. It's not apparent that this was his decision or the president's decision or John Kelly's decision or God's decision. But he's left the building with hopes to go back and get back into the Breitbart business. I'm convinced that this move and other surprising summer shakeups is really just to mess with Saturday Night Live. I mean, what are they going to do now? Right? Trump's keeping them on their toes. Bannon says that he's excited to get back to Breitbart, and he's now free. This is a quote, free, and I've got my hands back on my weapons. He also said he's definitely going to crush the opposition. Wait, is the opposition the New York Times or Eczema? Again? Also, fake news? Can we just call it out? The hypocrisy of this? So you're not even going to pretend that you're a newsman? You're not even going to pretend like to put on the fedora and say we're hard-hitting journalism? Nope, you're just going to be a mouthpiece? All right, good. I guess it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. So what's it mean? Well, it means that we're running out of contestants for this year's White House Apprentice. But I swear, I've seen a million of the episodes where Trump himself blamed the team captain for the poor performance of, say, a lemonade stand. You were the one that put Gary Busey in charge of lemons, Brett Michaels. You were the one. So at what point do we use the apprentice logic on the president himself? Something to think about there, or not, right? But I will say that I don't think we should shed a tear for this particular move. Bannon was a polarizing figure that was a Trump whisperer and probably pushed the president to some decisions and statements that were on purpose divisive, if not incendiary. And I'm not talking about Trump's toilet tweets. That's all the president. Unless Bannon's in the bathroom with him at 5:30 in the morning, which is possible. Maybe he can continue to do that on a consultant retainer. And then you add the fact that Bannon, too, got caught going off the record and complaining about, well, everything to a journalist. And you just wonder if we're better off as a country with Trump as president and Bannon far from him, right? Save the ideology for state government. Just fix the economy. So how did Trump respond? Well, today he lifted an Obama-era ban on disposable plastic water bottles sold in our national parks. Yes! Finally making America great again. Or at least dirtier. More lawsuits against companies that are allegedly taxing people incorrectly because of the sweetened beverage tax. Subway and Juul got it today. Add that to Walgreens and McDonald's. Here, you know what? I'll fix it all. Can I fix it all? Can I play the Judge Wapner here? Juul, hand out a couple more of those Monopoly stickers. We good? Subway, $4 footlongs. McDonald's, McRib, permanently. And Walgreens, open another lane. Boom. No need for lawsuits. I saved the day. And no diabetes. Hooray for all. A new report out says that the Asian carp they caught a couple weeks back, well, it passed the electric barrier. Yep, the analysis says that it indeed traveled through three different electric barriers. And that's a serious problem for, well, everybody. I've been told that the fish is like cockroaches. So if you see one, well, there's going to be a lot more. So I guess we have to invest in really tight Tupperware for Lake Michigan. Or some saran wrap. Or maybe just fog the lake. Take a couple days, we all stay at a hotel. I kid, but those seem to be the only ideas being floated right now. What's the plan, Stan? And in this case, Stan is Governor Rauner. Do we really want to be the governor who's in office when the flying fish took over the playpen? Those EDM DJs, they're going to be so mad, they might even vote this time. The shoe store Foot Locker has reported a 28% loss in revenue this year because big brands like Nike and Adidas are going straight to the customer. When reached for comments, the Foot Locker employee, decked out in his referee uniform, said, "Yeah, well, we still have the Georgetown parkas and socks. Can I go on break?" Is that accurate, Pete? Pete Zimmerman, a Foot Locker alum, did that joke for him. In weather, sunny and warm today, which is just, you know what? It's not appropriate for mid-August. Unacceptable. I mean, I expect 40 and windy. What's this 80 degrees with sun and humidity? What do you think this is? August 18th? In sports, the Cubs welcome the Blue Jays to Wrigley today for a rare Toronto-Chicago matchup. So lots of Canadians wandering around town today. Hey, where's the Garrett's popcorn? Hey? Cubs made it much harder by almost blowing the lead, but held on to win 7-4. And they hold the one-game lead in the NL Central. The Cardinals play later tonight. Good to see Miguel Montero back at Wrigley, hitting weak singles through the right side. Classic Montero. Jake Arrieta pitched amazing again, probably because Montero reportedly apologized to him before the game. And they're going to need Arrieta, as word came out today that John Lester's heading to the DL for a 10-day stint. Although Cubs aren't worried. I mean, are they ever worried? But who needs pitching when you have Javi Baez? Another home run today. He's making us forget about Addison Russell. Addison who? Addison Western? Yeah, you just head down till you hit Lane Tech. The school that was in that movie? The bodyguard? Not the Whitney Houston one. No, the one my bodyguard. The one they used to play on 9 all the time? Saturday nights? Addison who? The Sox continue to lose. Last night we got a reality check as Sox rookie Ronaldo Lopez got rocked. Gave up 5 earned runs in 4 innings, walked 4 guys, and was removed because of soreness on the right side. Oh no. Well, that was short-lived. Lush. I love how they just suck the joy out of it. Right now, this season is just about sucking the joy out of baseball on the south side. But have no fear, the Sox are going to bring up Lucas Giolito, the other phenom in the trade for Adam Eaton. He'll pitch on Monday as part of a doubleheader against the Twins. Giolito was the number one prospect for the Nationals last year, came up and sucked it up. So let's hope he's fixed whatever eventually got him traded to the Sox. The big question, though, should I pick him up for my fantasy team? Not sure. You know? Any suggestions? The Bears head in Arizona for the second preseason game against the Cardinals. Probably not going to see Kyle Long, Jeremy Langford, Akeem Hicks, Danny Trevathan tomorrow. And late breaking, Jordan Howard, star running back last year, injured in practice. He's not going to play on Saturday. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Wish we weren't going to see Mark Sanchez too, but just give Trubi the ball, right? As Adam Hoge said last night, the first big must-play-well game of Mike Glennon's career in Chicago, which is kind of awesome because he's only played, what, part of one game and it's the preseason? he's on the second preseason game. We're like, this is a must-play-well game for this kid. Yeah, not good. All right. Nobody get hurt. I'm going to tape the game so I can do film study like the pros. My fast-forward game so far, on point. I mean, this early in the season to have the fast-forward game down? Feeling pretty good. I'm feeling myself, as Beyonce says. Also, Cutler played well in Miami last night, prompting everyone from NFL.com to, well, no one else, to predict that Cutler's going to have a big year. Again, I hope you're ready for it to rain pick 6, Miami, because it's going to... I'd say week 1. That's what I'm guessing. Maybe preseason game 2, but that's where we're at. And finally tonight, are you ready for Monday's solar eclipse? Many area stores are sold out of the glasses you're going to need to wear to see it, because if you stare at the sun for an hour plus, you're probably going to go blind. Don't take it from me. Take it from that one guy from 1962 who's making the rounds. Everyone's going downstate because, you know, if you live in Chicago, you're going to look up and you're going to have to see anything. I mean, it's going to be one star. Every night I see about one star, right? I look up and I'm like, oh, I feel like an astronomer if I see that one star. Look at that. Is that a star? Oh, no, it's just a plane. Oh, it's not a plane. It's just a street light. Yeah. That's the carryout for August 18, 2017. Hey, if you're celebrating a solar eclipse, we're selling a bunch of sun-themed food. Sun chips, sun-dried tomatoes, sun-fried steak, which is just meat left out too long. That's all it is. All right, coming up, we're going to get Tracy Swartz in, ink columnist at Chicago Tribune, to talk about Bachelor in Paradise. Of course, we're reloading this week's news. 312-981-7200. What's the biggest winners, losers, overreported, underreported, and which story will be remembered from this week in 5, 10, 500 years from now? So download 720. Stay with us.